弟兄姐妹早上好，怎么把 sister 放前面了？我们感谢主哈，我们有这么多姐妹在我们当中。
Thank you, Lord. We have so many
sisters among us. 不晓得如果没有姐妹在教会中参与服事的话啊，我们就是少了半边天了哈。
Without the sister serving the church, you will lose the half the sky.
好的，三分之二的天。
Two third of the sky.
All right. 我们还没到母亲节呢哈。
Well, we're not the Mother's Day yet.
下个月才是哈。
I'll be in May.
好，那开始之前，我们正道，我们先做一个祷告哈。
Let's pray first.
我们天父上帝，感谢。赞美主
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you.
你赐给我们每一天都是美好的。
You give a wonderful day every day.
求主让我们珍惜我们在地上的日子。
We treasure the days we have on earth.
我们数算你的恩典。
We count your blessing.
我们地上的日子虽然又短又苦，但是求主你的恩典让我们过得真是充满了喜乐。
Even though the days on earth is short and sometimes labor, but we will continue to treasure.
因为我们知道主你为我们有美好的预备
Because you have prepared the wonderful things for us
我们恭敬将我们今天要分享的我们都仰望你
We continue to put everything that we're going to share that you're going to bless
求主你打开我们的心眼
Open our the eyes of our hearts
让我们明白主你的心意
So we understand what you want to teach us
所以我们的一生都是蒙神祝福的一生
So all our life that will be blessed by you
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 那我在美国的第一份工作呀就是在一个很大的一个制药公司里面工作。
And so my first job was in a pharmaceutical company.
那个时候啊我来美国的时间还短。
And so I just came to United States a very short period of time.
英文不是很好的。
My English was not very good.
不过我们那个部门的主管呢是一位从香港来的一位女士。
But their manager that is, she's a lady from Hong Kong.
她叫 Dr. Lee Chu.
And her name is Dr. Lee Chu.
那她就是对我有很多帮助。
And she was helping me a lot.
她是亲自把我雇佣过去的。
And besides, she hires me.
然后她就说，哎呀，经常你这个数学很好。
And she said, oh, your math is really good.
那么在美国的话你知道这个我们中国学生数学都很好的。
And now, usually the Chinese are very good with math.
他说你有很多的优势啊。
And you have a lot of advantage.
所以他给了我很多很好的建议。
And she gave me a lot of good suggestions.
因为我是学化学的。
Because I studied chemistry.
所以我到了制药公司呢他们很多人呢是学生物的学药学的学各种各样不同的专业。
So that because I work in pharmaceutical company, not people with a biochem or chemistry.
所以这个 Dr. Chu 就跟我讲说你呀不要天天关在自己的那个实验室里光做自己的实验。
And so she advised me not to just stay in my lab.
你要每天呢不同看看人家在做什么要学习人家做的东西。
And continue to learn from other people.
那么都是不同的部门这样将来对你的事业是非常有帮助的。
And so if you learn from our department, that will help your career in the future.
我现在还记得真的是我听了他的话真的是很有帮助。
And it was true because I listened to her, so it really benefited me.
而且啊他也看到我弱点。
And so she also saw my weakness.
他说你这个英文呢这个是不太好。
Your English is really not that good.
你知道我们在中国学的英文是哑巴英文的哈。
And so we learn the English is kind of mute English.
然后这英文是有重音的。
And we have a lot of accent.
你这个重音发不对的话，美国人听不懂你在讲什么。
So you have a strong accent that American people don't understand.
这就是为什么很多中国人说英文呢，美国人听不懂。
And that's why a lot of Chinese people speak English, they cannot understand.
你看那印度人说英文，嘎嘎嘎的口音很重，美国人可以听懂。
But the when people from India speak English and American people can understand,
就是因为我们不会发这个重音，重音不对你，人家听不懂你讲什么。
And very often our pronunciation not in the right place, so they cannot understand us.
所以他说，我准备送你啊，去这个社区大学呀、啊，去修一门课。
So I'm going to send you to community college to take a class.
这门课叫 accent reduction.
这门课叫做口音矫正课程。
哎，所以呢，公司出钱。
And the company pay for it.
哎，我就去读这门课。
So I went to study the class.
哎呀，我想真是很有帮助啊。
It was really helpful.
帮你矫正了很多发音错误的地方。
And correct a lot of my pronunciation.
所以我想我这一生下真的很 grateful 啊，非常感谢他能够帮我这个哈，指出我的这个需要改进的地方。
I was very grateful of her because she corrects some of my weakness.
所以人生啊，遇到这样的人机会不是很多哈。
And so we don't meet those opportunity very often.
别人可以看到我们的长处。
And other people can see our strength.
然后他就鼓励我们。
They can encourage us.
也看到我们的短处。
They see the shortcomings.
然后他就来帮助我们。
And they come to help us.
所以华人的传统里啊，常常管这种人叫什么？叫你生命中的贵人，
and very
对不对
often ？Chinese people say those are noble person in your life.
每个人生命中都有的。
And we all have those noble person in our life.
那我后来信了主，我就知道这个所谓的贵人，其实就是神给你安排的。
And those people that God arranged in your life is God try to
都是神的恩典
help to you.
所以基督徒啊，我们常常谈彼此相爱。
And very often Christians talk about love one another.
难道不是？真的是应该这样的方式吗？
And so,
彼此相爱，对不对？
Should we just love each other just like that?
所以今天我们来开始学习这个约翰二书哈。
So we're going to study the book, second book of John.
约翰二书，那么作者一开篇就提到了爱。
And the authors, talk about, the love in the beginning.
所以不愧啊，这个使徒约翰被称为什么？爱的使徒。
So this apostle is called the apostle of love.
所以约翰提醒我们说要彼此相爱。
And he reminds us we need to love one another.
可能大家都说陈牧师你这个彼此相爱讲了多少次了。
And there's a, wow, Pastor Chen, you have talked about the same topic over and over again.
我也讲过很多次了。
Yeah, I have spoken many times.
所以我是不是所讲过的就是在重复了，也没有新的东西可以讲了。
So am I repeating myself, or maybe there's something new I can share with you?
确实还是有新的东西讲。
There's a new things I'm going to share with you.
不是因为我重复，是因为圣经在重复啊。
It's not because I'm repeating, but it's the Bible is repeating.
因为太重要了。
Because it is so important.
而且这个确实常常我们讲了这么多次，你再讲多少，大家还是在这个方面需要。提升的哈。
And so even though we have heard and learned, but we continue need to know more about it.
可能有人会问说，那有没有什么新的启示？
And so people say, do you have any new revelation for us?
可以跟大家清楚先预告一下，今天的信息绝对有新的启示。
So I can guarantee there's a new revelation today.
因为圣经里面有新的启示。
Because the Bible has new revelation.
但是我们的注意力啊，不要光放在这个什么新的启示上。
But our focus should not only on the new revelation.
彼此相爱，关键是我们要把这个各中的道理要吃透。
And so we really need to truly understand, the love of one another.
我们真的要在我们的生活中能够实践出来。
And so we can actually manifest in our actions.
这样才能够达到它的目的，对不对
？So then we can achieve the goal.
所以今天我们就一起来思想。我们怎么样在人际关系中能够做出这个彼此相爱
？And so we can really understand that how we can achieve, how can we achieve this love between the interpersonal relationship.
人际关系呢，向来都是热门话题哈。
And interpersonal relationship has always been a popular topic.
不但呢，我们讲到家庭婚姻的时候要讲。
And besides the marriage counseling and the family.
那么教会也在讲
we talk about it in the church.
所有的非盈利机构也在讲
and non-profit organization talk about it.
那所有的公司商业这所有的运作他们也在大讲特讲
very often business the company they talk about as well.
所以我们知道彼此相爱是基督徒相处的一个基本的原则
so we know that is a foundation how our Christian interact with each other.
那么你就该想这仁爱和真理是怎么样能够结合联系在一起的
？How can we combine truth and love together？
在现实的人际关系中呢，实际上这个仁爱跟真理啊是严重的失衡的。
And so in reality, is very is not well balanced between truth and love。
就是两方面呢， 严重的失去了平衡。
And both of them and lost the balance.
比这个更糟糕的是，我们其实对这个失去平衡的现象呢，好像没有太注意得到。
Not only that, the people seem to unaware of it.
比如说哈，假如说人们只是在真理上交往。
So if we only interact based on truth.
我们管它叫真理模式吧。
And so let's talk about a model of truth.
如果是这样的话，我们彼此的关系呢，就是非常的残酷，而且是很艰难的。
And so our relationship will be very hard and cruel.
你想一下呢，一下你的朋友哈。
Just think about your friend.
他突然决定说，我只在真理上跟你交往。
I will only have an interaction with you that based on truth.
他会准确地评估你的优点跟缺点。
He will actually assess your strength and shortcomings.
但他的评估啊，对你不太会有什么太大的帮助。
But that person's assessment does not help you that much.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他会满足于像扔炸弹一样啊。
He will just be happy that just throwing a bomb.
他就把他的见解就丢给你了。
Well, I just give you that his, how he think.
那至于你能不能够接受，那是你的问题。
Whether you can accept or not, that's your problem.
我看出来了，我看的是对的，所以我就告诉你。
I know I see it, so I'm going to tell you.
所以这样的没有一个爱的真理，这样是非常残酷的一个现实，对不对？
And so the truth without love is very cruel.
我们每个人都有缺点嘛。
We all have shortcomings.
而且我们每个人缺点呢，好像要有些要跟我们一辈子的哈。
And some of the shortcomings follow us all our life.
有些东西容易改，有些东西就没那么容易改。
And some are easy to change, some are not.
所以呢，有的是这样的沟通，你很难让人家接受的，对不对？
So this kind of communication is very hard for people to accept.
同样，没有真理的爱也是毫无帮助。
Same thing, love without truth is also useless.
我们管这种叫仁爱模式哈。
And so we call this the model of love.
因为没有真理的爱是虚伪的。
And because without the truth, the love without truth is fake.
因为它不会告诉我们真正所需要的东西。
It's not going to tell you what we really need.
想象一下，如果你的朋友有一天决定说，我准备在完全在仁爱的基础上跟你交往。
Just think about your friend, just say, I will only have a relationship with you based on love.
然后他忽略你所有的缺点。
And ignore all your shortcomings.
然后呢，他只会说这个你喜欢听的话。
Only will tell you what you want to hear.
因为他不想让你感觉不好。
Because he doesn't want to offend you.
那么呢，这样可能让你的感觉呢，啊，你们关系好像挺顺畅哈。
And so you probably feel positive about it.
但是他对你的人生确实没有什么帮助的。
But does not benefit for your personal growth at all.
他真正没有看到你所需要成长的地方。
It does not see what area that you need to grow.
所以大多时候呢，我们人呢，就是在这两种极端，不是这种极端，就是这种极端。
So most of the time, people tend to lean toward one extreme to another.
有的时候我们好像是很有爱心。
And sometimes we have a lot of love.
我们说出了话，让人感觉很舒服。
And so our words really comfort others.
但是是不是真心说的，那是另外一回事。
But whether it's sincere or not is a different story.
那个缺乏坦率跟真诚。
It's a really lack of directness and truthful.
那似乎有些时候呢，我们好像并不害怕说出自己真心的话。
But sometimes we're not afraid to speak in truth.
但是不是以爱心跟有爱的方式说出来的。
But when we say without love.
仿佛我们并不关心听这个话的人他的感受是怎么样的。
We don't really care what the other person feels about it.
所以我们只关心发射这个真理的炸弹哈。
And we only care about just launching the bombs.
就是把对方炸成焦土一片，我们也在所不惜哈。
And just destroy the whole person.
Yeah. 所以这个时候就是需要我们啊，来想，我们怎么样在中间找平衡。
So how can we find the balance between truth and love?
有的时这样，有的时是那样。
And sometimes this stream or sometimes that.
可能有些人偏向于这个真理的模式，有些人偏向于这个人爱的模式。
And some people may be prone to the model of truth, and some people tend to model of love.
那有人会问陈牧师，我有没有碰对的时候哈
？And so sometimes do I just right in the middle?
可能有的时候你就是瞎毛撞上死耗，你撞上了哈。
And sometimes you just happen, it happen accidentally.
但那只是偶尔会发生的事情。
But only happen once a while.
除非我们刻意的去训练。
Unless we really, truly discipline ourselves.
那以前这个美国有一个大公司叫 GE 哈 ，General
Electric。There's a big company, General, it's a car company, General Electric.
他的这个 CEO 是很有名的哈。
CEO is extremely famous.
他叫 Jack Welch.
And his name is Jack Welch.
那他这个大家都很害怕他。
And people are really afraid of him.
因为他的出名呢哈。
He's very famous.
他对人呢是非常严格的。
He's very disciplined to other people.
所以他的下属啊，他每隔这个两三个月要把他叫去。给他下属评估一下啊。
And very few months, he's doing evaluation to his staff.
而且就告诉这个下属说，你哪里做的不好，你要改进。
And so very often he would tell those people that how you need to improve.
而且他跟他下属说，这样做是为你好。
I'm doing this is good for you.
你想啊，如果我不叫你改正的话，你到五十五岁，你五十多岁的时候，你突然间你要找工作，你找不着了啊。
So if I don't correct you right now, you won't be able to find a job when you are 55 years old.
因为你到五十多岁，你在这个市场上，你没有竞争的这个价值了，人家是没人请你的。
You lose a competitiveness that in the market.
但是肯定有所有跟他工作的人都非常辛苦哈。
And so all the people work for her is pretty hard.
所以有些人说，哎呀，我活到活不到五十五岁，我也不知道哈。
And some people say, I don't know if I can survive until
55 years old. 哎呀，这样上班，每隔两三个月就被他找去讲一通，这也太，这日子过得也太辛苦了。
And so it is so hard every two, three months that he has to tell me what's wrong with me.
所以就是典型的这个是真理的模式哈。
And so typical is a model of truth.
那么我们怎么样在真理与仁爱之间能找到平衡呢？
How can we find the fine balance between truth and love?
我们来看这段经文哈。
And let's look the verse.
请你打开约翰二书。
As the second book of John.
约翰二书只有一章哈。
And there's only one chapter.
那么约翰二书呢，是新约圣经中最短的一封信。
And it's the shortest book in the New Testament.
它比约翰三书还短。
And it's even shorter than the third book of John.
但是呢，这个呢大概只有十三节哈。
It's only 13 verses.
那么我们来读一下，今天我们来看一节到六节哈。
And we're going to read verse 1 to verse 6.
那么七到十三节我们下一次再来分享。
And we'll study 7 to 13 next time.
好，我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
And Pastor Chin will read Chinese, I will read English.
约翰二书第一节。
Second John.
做长老的写信给蒙拣选的太太和他的儿女。就是我诚心所爱的，不但我爱，也是一切知道真理之人所爱的。
And to the chosen lady and her children, I love in the truth, and not I only, but also who know the truth.
爱你们是为真理的缘故，这真理存在我们里面，也必永远与我们同在。
Because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever.
恩惠、怜悯、平安，从父神和他的儿子耶稣基督，在真理和爱心上，必常与你们，常与我们同在。
Grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ the Father's Son will be with us in truth and love.
我见你的儿女有照我们从父所受之命令遵行真理的，就甚欢喜。
He has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us.
太太啊，我现在劝你，我们大家要彼此相爱。这并不是我写一条新命令给你，乃是我们从起初所受的命令。
And now, dear lady, I'm not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask why we love one another.
我们若照他的命令行，这就是爱。你们从起初所听见当行的。就是这命令。
And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his command. As you have heard from the beginning, the command is that you walk in love.
那这封信呢，实际上是约翰写给某个小西亚的一个教会的。
And so this book is John wrote to a small church in the Asia Minor.
但是他开头却写是给蒙拣选的太太。
And so you talk about ladies.
是一种拟人化的说法。
And so it's a more feminine way to say it.
那么他的儿女呢，则是指这个教会的成员。
And so the children means that talk about the member of the church.
那么全书分成两部分，一到六节跟七到十三节。
And so the whole chapter divided to two parts, verse 1-6 and 7-13.
那么这第一部分就讲述的是仁爱跟真理的关系。
And so the first part talk about the relationship between truth and love.
那么主题经文在第四节。
And the key verse in verse 4.
照父神之命令遵行真理。
And so you walking in the truth as just a father commanded us.
那么这一段的中心思想就是约翰在勉励门徒要彼此相爱。
And so this is the main theme is talk about John encouraged the disciple to love one another.
所以第五节约翰说我们大家要彼此相爱。
And so we should love one another.
这个不是什么新命令。
And this is nothing new.
因为在约翰一书里这个彼此相爱已经出现了五次之多。
So in the first book of John, it talk about appear love, love one another appear five times.
所以很多其他的概念在这里面出现的，约翰一书都出现过。
And so besides all those concepts that has appeared in the first John.
比如说第六节讲到说，遵行命令就是爱。
And talk about if you follow the command, that means you walk in the love.
那在约翰一书的第五章二三节就出现过的。
And so this already happened in the first John and the chapter five.
那讲到说这不是一条新命令，乃是我们从起初所受的命令。
And so this is not a new command, and this is a command from the beginning.
这在约翰一书的二章七节也出现。
And so this happened to the first John chapter two verse seven.
所以很多人就说这约翰二书啊，实际上是约翰一书的。简版。
And so very often people say the second John is a condensed book of first John.
正是因为如此，所以很多人说，既然是约翰一书的简版，那我读了约翰一书就好，不要读二书了。
And very often people overlook the importance of the second John. They think, well, I just need to read the first John.
那么，这就是为什么很少在教会你会听到牧师会讲到约翰二书哈。
And that's why the pastor really talk about Second John.
我不知道你们谁有听过，我以前是从来没听过哈。
I have never heard that people talk about Second John.
但是我们今天看哈，不是那么简单。神的话语每一篇每一章，既然包括在圣经里，都有它的价值。
And so every chapter, every book in the Bible, there's importance.
那么，约翰二书也不例外，有很多精彩的地方哈。
And no exception in the Second John, there's a lot of exciting part.
首先，他这个彼此相爱，在这一卷书里就有进一步的发展这个概念。
And so loving one another first developed in this book.
那么，爱，我说，在这一章出现了五次之多哈。
And so the talk about love appears five times.
那么真理呢，在这段也出现了五次。
And truth also talk about five times.
那么以前我们已经讲过了什么是爱哈。
In the past, we were talking about what is love.
圣经里的爱的概念是什么？
And what is the concept of love in the Bible?
所以我们这里不需要重复。
And we don't really need to repeat it.
但是到底什么是真理呢？
But what is the truth?
所以在第七节，实际上约翰指出了耶稣基督是成了肉身来的。
And so in verse 7, John made it clear that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh.
所以这就是真理。
And that is the truth.
这个真理其实也在约翰一书中已经说过的了。
And this truth also talk about in the first John.
所以真理是交集在耶稣基督的身上。
And so talk about truth that is with intersects with Jesus Christ.
那是因着耶稣基督的救赎以及他所赐给我们的永生。
Because the source of redemption and the eternal life.
好。那我们现在知道什么是爱，什么是真理，我们来看他们之间的关系是什么。
So we already know what's the truth, what's the love. Let's look at their relationship.
和我们来看第二节哈。
And let's look at verse 2.
第二节约翰说，爱你们是为真理的缘故。
I love you because of truth.
所以这讲到爱跟真理的关系，对不对？
And talk about truth and love.
爱你们是为真理的缘故，这是说这个真理是爱的基础。
And so talk about that truth is the foundation of love.
我们再来看第六节。
And let's look verse 6.
第六节说，我们若照他的命令行，这就是爱。
So it says, this is love. You will walk in obedience to his commands.
其实这里的命令啊，跟前面讲的真理啊， 是可以互换的。
And the commands and truths can be interchangeable.
很多是一回事。
And it's the same thing.
只是侧重的侧面不一样。
And is the focus slightly different.
所以这句话其实是告诉我们这个爱是真理的一个体现。
And so the love is a manifestation of truth.
好，我再来重复一下这个概念哈。这个是新的启示哈。
And this is a new revelation.
那么这里面讲到真理是仁爱的基础。
And so truth is the foundation of love.
仁爱是真理的体现。
And so love is a manifestation of truth.
就像我们刚才举的那些例子哈。
And just like the example we have talked about earlier.
如果真理没有仁爱的话，你感觉是冷冰冰的。
So truth without love, you feel very cold.
因为它摧毁了这个可以成长的种子。
And that really destroy that seed that can be can grow.
它毒化了一个可以成长的环境。
And it really poisoned the environment that can really help the develop the growth.
如果仁爱没有真理的话
，If a love without truth，
那个感觉是假乎乎的。
And you feel fake.
啊，因为它压缩了一个人成长的空间，
It really compresses the space for growth，
也剥夺了一个人成长的机会，
and also deprive the opportunity of growth。
好，所以爱和真理必须是有机的结合在一起。
So those two must be combined together。
好，我再重复一下这边要讲的，第一个是什么？真理是爱的基础。
Truth is the foundation of love。
爱是真理的体现。
Love is a manifestation of truth.
如果真理没有爱，你感觉是冷冰冰的啊。
So truth without love, you feel cold.
那么如果仁爱没有真理，什么？假乎乎的。
Love without truth is fake.
对。所以啊，这个真理跟仁爱是要有机的结合在一起。
So we need to be organic and combine them together.
是你中有我，我中有你。
So it's a relationship between you are in me, I am in you.
好，这个概念讲完了。
Okay, so this is the concept.
我怎么理解啊？能不能这个怎么去体会这个概念
？How do I really experience and understand this concept?
所以我们就来看一下。在这个世界上我们知道的东西，其实上帝的救恩就是一个真理跟仁爱的完美的结合。
Because salvation of Jesus Christ actually perfectly combines truth and love.
因为这个救恩呢，它毫不隐晦告诉我们人的罪恶跟堕落。
Because the redemption, God candidly point out the reality of human condition of sin.
所以你跟人家分享福音的话，你不能光讲好听的。
So when you share the gospel with other people, you can only talk about some of the good things.
你要指出人类的罪、人类的堕落以及人类的死亡。
You need to point out the fall and the sin and the death.
另一方面呢，上帝的慈爱也完美的体现在福音里面。
On the other hand, God's love is embodied in the unconditional provision of salvation.
因为他为人预备了一条出路。
Because he had prepared a way for us.
那么最明显的一个例子，我们可以想一下，知道这个耶稣跟撒玛利亚那个女人去谈道的事情，对不对？
So a perfect example is that Jesus had an interaction with the women of Samaria.
所以当耶稣跟这个女人去来讲道的时候，他毫不隐晦指出了这个女人过去的经历。
When he talked to that woman, he never avoided that the woman's past experience.
这个女人说我没有丈夫，耶稣说你说的没错，你有五个呢过去哈。
And so the woman said, I did not have any husband, but Jesus said you had five husbands.
但是耶稣的爱心也在这当中怎么样体会出来。
But also his love manifested in his interaction with the woman.
因为在当时那个社会的话，他耶稣是个犹太人嘛。
And so this, yet Jesus was a Jew.
犹太人不跟撒玛利亚人来往的。
And the Jewish do not interact with Samaria.
因为他们觉得他们不圣洁的。
Because they are not holy.
那么他更不会，他是拉比，犹太人的拉比，他怎么会跟这样一个女人去讲话？
And he was a rabbi. He would never talk to a woman like that.
但是耶稣怎么样？耶稣跟他去谈话。
But Jesus spent time to talk to her.
这里有爱。
There's a love.
所以我们看着耶稣的这个样式，我们知道 在他的身上真的可以完整的看到真理跟仁爱完美的结合。
And through Jesus Christ, we can really see the combination of truth and love.
不过可能有人说了，我不是耶稣啊。
But you say I'm not Jesus.
啊，我也不是神呐。
I'm not God.
我也不是完美的人呐。
I'm not perfect.
我可能做不到那一点啊。
I cannot achieve that goal.
但是确实在我们基督徒的生活当中，一个很大的挑战啊，就是说我们怎么样在真理和仁爱之间能找到一个完美的平衡啊。
But the challenge for us is how we find the balance between truth and love.
所以彼此相爱呢，不但要有爱
，and when we love one another, besides we need to have love，
还要有真理。
We need to have truth。
神的儿女不但应当呢是知道怎么样去跟人家去具备这个有爱心的哈。
And so besides that, we need to equip ourselves with the love。
我们也知道我们应该有什么，有诚实。
We need to also have honesty。
所以我们必须追求我们的生命越来越像。耶稣基督的样式。
So we need to seek to be more and more like Christ.
这样我们就既有爱心又有诚实。
So we can have both love and honesty.
最近呢，大家有没有看新闻哈
？And I don't know if you have read the news.
那个新闻就是讲到说，中国有一个乒乓球运动员。
And so there is a ping pong champion.
他叫张继科哈。
His name is 张继科。
那么他以前打乒乓球非常厉害。
He was a champion. He was very good.
那么他在23岁就拿到世界冠军。
He became a world champion when he was only 23 years old.
而且拿到那种大满贯式的冠军哈。
And he received many trophies.
所有的冠军都被拿到手软。
He was like a number one for that sport.
但是他有一个致命的弱点。
But he is a really deadly flaw.
他喜欢赌博。
He loved to gamble.
他赌博呢，他找很多人借钱。
So he borrowed a lot of money from other people.
所以很多这个乒乓球队的人都被他借了。
A lot of team members have lent money to him.
可不是借一千两千啊。
We're not talking thousands or a couple of thousands.
就是几百万的借。
Few millions.
很多的人都知道他赌博的。
And a lot of people know he loved to gamble.
没有人去帮助他说你怎么样戒掉这个赌博。
But no one advised him to try to get rid of that habit.
反而当时有好多他周围的人每个人都借他钱让他去赌博的。
And in matter of fact, a lot of people lend the money to him.
那直到这个最近这个事情爆发出来，有人就还说，为什么当球乒乓球队那个教练这些人没有去帮助他，明明知道他有这个问题，没有去帮助他。
So when the scandal exposed, and people say, how come the coaches and team member were not helping him?
那么直到他现在到了这样一个处境，他不但背了很多的债务哈。
And so he had a lot of debt.
而且他已经走到了一个这越陷越深的这样一个地步。
And he is also in a very deeply trouble.
想这是真是值得我们来思考。
And this is something that is worth for us to think about.
他周围那些所谓爱他的人有没有跟他讲诚实话
？And the people who said they love him, did they tell him the truth?
那我们怎么样能够在爱心与仁爱之间能够找到平衡
？And how do we find the balance between truth and love?
其实很多时候我们既不知道怎么样去处理真理，有的时候也不知道怎么样去发挥爱心啊。
And very often we don't know how to handle the truth or even or show the love.
比如说我们知道有些话我们本来是可以当面讲的哈。
And so sometimes we know some of the things that we can speak to that person in person.
那么我们会选择背后讲。
But we talk that person behind their back.
我们不想让人家知道嘛，当面说不好看哈。
And we don't want to embarrass that person.
那本来我们可以和本人讲的。
And sometimes we can talk to that person directly.
我们选择跟其他人讲。
But we tell other people instead.
那本来可以明明白白讲的
，and sometimes we can say it directly.
我们就需要拐弯抹角的来讲
，and we speak in a roundabout way.
那么除此之外，我们还有各种各样的方式去讲事情哈。
And there's other tactics we try to talk about it.
这些方法，这是非常的受欢迎
，and those tactics are very popular.
而且非常的常见。
And very happen a lot.
其实我们中国的文化都把它变成成语了。
And so we have a Chinese phrase saying it.
有没有听说过含沙射影
？And so insinuating remarks.
对，哈，我们这个太普遍了，非常形象哈。
And it's very popular that happens a lot.
有没有听说过指桑骂槐
？And grumbling is just you want to say something bad to him, but you say something else.
所以很多的时候这些做法我们不知不觉的我们环境中啊我们都学会了都习惯了。
And we are very used to use those tactics to use.
我们不觉得这是问题。
We don't think it's a problem.
但是这些都严重损害我们跟其他人的关系啊。
This seriously damages our relationship with other people.
那既然人际关系失衡了，我们怎么样它再平衡呢
？So if we have a loss of balance between the truth and love, how can we rebalance it again?
有人以为这个仁爱跟真理的平衡啊，就是百分比的问题哈。
And some people think it's a percentage issue.
如果真理多了，我们就加点仁爱。
And so if the truth is too much, we add a little more love.
仁爱太多，我们就加点真理。
So if love is too much, we add a little truth.
那么按照这种思维的话，你如果是最好平衡的话，就百分之。五十的仁爱，百分之五十的真理。
So the best scenario will be 50% of truth and 50% of love.
如果真是这样的话，你那百分之五十的仁爱也不是真正的仁爱。
And that 50% of love is not really love.
百分之五十的真理是真理吗
？And the 50% of truth is not actually truth.
所以不是这样的哈。
It's not like that.
哎，像我第一开始我学做菜的烧菜的时候。哎呀，不知怎么放佐料哈。
Just like when I start cooking in the beginning, I did not know how to put the seasoning in.
哎，就问这个会煮菜的人哈。
So I ask the people who know how to cook.
盐如果放多了该怎么办
？And so if I add too much salt, what do I do?
有人告诉我，盐放多了你就放糖。
And some people say if you put too much salt and put some sugar.
哎，我如果糖放多了呢
？If I put too much sugar.
糖放多了你就放盐。
And then you add more salt.
哎，我不懂，还真照他去做了。
And I didn't understand. I really did what they told me.
你说煮出来的菜怎么吃啊
？How can you eat the food like that?
你放多了就是多了。
When you add too much,
没有办法改的了。
You can't change.
对不对？你不是说加个东西就可以把味道调过来？那味道实在是没有办法吃的哈。
It's not adding more seasoning. We change. You can balance the taste.
所以我们调节这个人际关系的一个平衡也是同样的道理哈。
So rebalancing interpersonal relationship is also the same way.
所以我们要让真理跟仁爱的结合，让我们生命要均衡的成长。
And so that combine our truth and love can help us to grow.
所以这样两者呢？才能够真正的有机的结合起来。
So this balance grow can really help us grow.
所谓真理的模式啊，其实并不是仅仅是缺乏爱心哈。
And so the we talk about truth model is not necessarily lack of love.
其实我们对真理的理解啊，也是一知半解。
And sometimes we don't truly understand what's the model of truth.
我们没有真正的吃透真理是什么。
We really don't understand what is the real meaning of truth.
所谓仁爱的模式啊，也不是只是缺乏真理啊。
And so the love model is not necessarily lack of truth.
实际上，我没有真正的体会到上帝的那个奇妙之爱。
It's not that we truly grasp the truth of God's love.
所以，这个调节我们的这个人际关系的失衡啊，不是说我只是调节一方面，而是什么，两个方面都要兼顾。
So in order to adjust the imbalance that of interpersonal relationship, we have to aim both aspects.
所以人际关系呢，不是只是关乎我自己的感受哈。
And so the interpersonal relationship is not about how I feel.
也关系对方的感受。
It's really care about the other person's feeling.
所以了解这个道理啊，我们说话就不会鲁莽哈。
And so if we understand that our way of communicate will not be rash.
所以我们就会要有耐心。
And sometimes we will require patience.
那么。第二个方面呢，人际关系呢也不光是只是关系
，and so interpersonal relationship is not only relationship，
而是在这关系当中我们要成长
，and also during the relationship we need to grow。
所以我们认识到这一点的话，我们就不会说，因为我害怕我们的关系会不好，我就不敢讲真话。
And so if we truly understand that, we do not need to over worry about when we speak in truth。
这样的话。也需要我们在彼此的关系中要有勇气。
And so because that, we need to have a certain level of courage.
约翰在约翰一书也讲过，爱里没有惧怕，对不对
？And so John talk about in love, there's no fear.
因为爱既完全，就把惧怕除去了。
And so if the love is perfect, that will get rid of the fear.
所以我们跟人相处需要两个方面。
So we need two aspects.
一个是要有耐心。
One, we need patience.
那么不要期望对方一夜之间就把所有的 问题都改掉，毛病改掉。
And so don't expect the other person will get rid of all the flaws right away.
另外一个就是要有勇气。
And the other ones we need to have a courage.
要有勇气，怎么样？坦诚。
And willing have that courage, willing to open yourself.
所以讲到基督徒的彼此相爱啊，我们实际上去好好体会，在三位一体的神当中那个圣父、圣子跟圣灵之间的互动啊。
And so when we talk about love, that we can see that interaction of a Holy Spirit, the relation between Holy Spirit, Father and the Son.
这种关系就是一种仁爱跟真理完美的结合。
And so this relationship is a perfect combination of truth and love.
我们所有的人际关系啊，不光是我们跟这个人的关系。
And so all our relationships are not only me and you.
我们要能体会到还有什么我们跟神的关系在哪里。
Also have to do with the relationship with God.
是跟着三位一体的神在一起的这样一个关系。
And so it has to do with the triune God.
所以我们有了这样的认知啊。
So with this kind of understanding.
所以在必要的时候我们会讲真话。
And so when necessary, we will dare to speak in truth.
那在需要的时候我们又会充满耐心的、啊。
And so when we need it, we will full of patience.
上个世纪有一个人呢，他的名字叫 Ed Moy。
So last century there's a person, his name is Ed Moy.
他后来、啊、坐的位置很高，他做了这个 US Mint 这个很大的一个公司，做了他的这个CEO、啊、
So he was CEO of a US Mint company.
那他当时他的第一份工作可不是 CEO、啊、
But his first job was not CEO.
一个公司里面小职员。
He was just a regular staff.
所以他到了公司报名报到之后呢，这个公司的主管就告诉他很多公司的这些个做事的这个方法、啊、
And so when he started his new job, then his manager tell him the things that he need to know.
那其中有一条呢，你怎么样去报销这个公司的这个车子的用法。
And so one of the things is that you need to report how to use the car.
因为他们每个人呢在这个部门呢都有一辆车是公司的车。
And everybody has a company car.
那么用公司的车呢，你要分清楚哪些是你个人使用，哪些是公司使用。
Because you're using the company car, so you need to separate the personal use or company use.
那么你个人使用呢，你就不能向公司申报报销。
So if you use it personally, that you cannot ask for reimbursement.
如果你是为公司的业务来使用，你就可以来报销。
So if you are using for the company, that you can ask for reimbursement.
这公司的主管就告诉他，我们这呢有一条补成文的规定。
And so we have an official rule.
只是你每天从家里面到公司的这一段算作私人使用。
And so when you drive from home to company, it's your personal use.
这个不能报销的。
You cannot ask for reimbursement.
其他的事情全部算作公司报销。
So the rest of it can be used for company use.
即使你是用这公司的车呢去办私人的事儿，还想向公司报销。
And so even though you use a company car to do your personal thing, you can ask for reimbursement.
这个公司主管看，为什么这样做？因为我们的薪水太低了。
Because our salary is too low.
所以呢，我们要多报销点，我们每个人都这样做。
So everybody does that because our salary is too low.
然后这个 Ed Moy 呢，他就说，他说我不能这样做。
The Ed Moy said, I cannot do that.
他说这个不合理的嘛。
And this is not reasonable.
是欺骗的，所以他
it's cheating.
他说不要这样做。
So he decided not to do that.
他就不让做，这主管说啊，你要不让这样做，我们这整个这个部门的人那怎么办？
So if you don't do it, it makes us look bad.
那把我们所有的人不都暴露了吗？是不是？
And so you expose our problem.
Everybody hates you.
每个人都很恨你。
所以你还想在这公司做吗？
How dare you want to stay in this company?
不过这个 Ed Moy 就是很有勇气，他坚持他所做的对的事情。
And so Ed Moy has the courage that to do the right thing.
我想当然是不容易了，他这样做，你想在这个部门里面哈，那别人都是，所以最后他的关系是蛮紧张的哈。
And so that you can see that he has a very tense relationship with his coworkers.
不过正是因为他是这样一个正直的人哈。
And because he's a person like that.
所 所以最后怎么样啊？神把他放在一个这么高的位置上。
And later, God has placed me in a very high position.
一个大公司的总裁啊。
And in very big company, became a CEO.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天借着这个约翰二书的学习哈。
And so, brother and sister, when we learn about Second John.
所以帮助我们在人际关系之中怎么样去追求真理与仁爱的平衡。
It can really help us to pursue the balance of truth and love.
所以基督徒的彼此相爱啊。
And so when Christians, we talk about loving one another.
就是在真理与仁爱之中。
And so it's in truth and love.
我们参与了圣父、圣子、圣灵之间那种圣爱的关系。
We participate in the holy love relation between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以这样的话，我们可以把真理跟仁爱有机的结合起来。
And so we can interact with each other and organically combine.
所以我们既有敢于说出真话的勇气。
And we also have courage to speak the truth.
那么我们又面对人的话，我们有一个耐心。
And we also can speak truth with the patience.
所以我们让神呢，在塑造这个生命当中呢，给神这样一个时间哈，去慢慢的改变人的生命。
And so let God complete the work of shaping our lives through the relationship.
那么在这个罗耀拉的这个灵操当中哈。
And so Loyola's spiritual exercise.
那其中他好多的部分就讲到说你基督徒怎么样去操练你属灵的生命。
And very often talk about how you practice your spiritual life.
那么其中有一部分呢就是你要反省自己的过犯。
Very often you need to meditate and think about what kind of shortcoming you have.
但是他在安排你反省你的过犯之前呢，哦，有一大部分是要什么？你要在默想上帝的爱。
So, but before that, you need to really meditate on God's love first.
所以你必须在有神的爱的基础上，你才能面对自己的这个不足。
It's based on God's love that you can really face your shortcoming.
不然的话，你这个人就崩溃了。
And sometimes you will collapse.
所以我们人呢，真是需要在神的爱当中哈。
And we really need God's love.
这也应用在我们彼此相处的关系中。
And also that we can practice it between our relationship and love one another.
所以我给做牧师嘛，常常会做婚姻的辅导。
And as a pastor, I do marriage counseling.
有些是婚前的辅导，还没有结婚，你要找牧师，在结婚之前要做婚前的辅导。
Sometimes it's a pre-marriage counseling.
那婚前的辅导就会教给夫妻之间怎么样去沟通哈。
And sometimes I teach them how to communicate.
你知道在谈恋爱的时候彼此都不说对方不好的哈。
And so during the, when you were pre-marriage that you never say anything, something wrong with that person.
但真是你要是到了这个婚姻里面就是完全不一样的事情。
Once you're in the marriage, the reality hits in.
所以在给他们辅导是有一项的练习就是说你要讲对方一个不好的。
And one of the practices I advise them, you have to say something truthful, and something is maybe negative.
这个说我可以讲对方一个不好的，这个人很兴奋哈。
And so if that person get really excited, oh, I got an opportunity to say something about that person's shortcoming.
但是有一个前提哈。
And but under one condition.
你要在讲一个不好的之前，你要先讲他三个优点。
Before you say something, he or her shortcoming, you have to say something her strength.
所以基本上这是一个原则。
And that is a basic principle.
当我们和一个人要提出这个人需要改进的地方的时候，哈。
And very often we want to suggest something that a person needs to improve.
你怎么样讲呢？要先讲他三个好的地方，然后再讲什么？一个需要改进的地方。
And so you always start with something, three things that person does very well.
这是大概我们人际之间彼此沟通一个原则吧。
And this is one of the principles. This is the interaction between relationship.
甚至夫妻之间这么亲密的关系也是要这样的。有时我们觉得我们关系很好，我们都不需要客气了哈。
And so that applies to a marriage couple as well.
不论关系有多么熟、多么亲密，都要注意到。我们要讲对方好的地方。
So it doesn't matter how intimate that you are in a relationship, you always need to talk about something good about that person.
尤其是当你准备讲对方不好的时候。
Especially before you start, you want to say something negative.
求神 给我们智慧啊。
And we ask God to give us our wisdom.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们美好的一切。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for everything you have given to us.
求主你给我们聪明智慧。
Give our wisdom.
让我们晓得主你是怎么样的爱我们。
And know that how much you have loved us.
也让我们知道怎么样去效法圣父、圣子、圣灵之间的圣爱。
And then we can follow the love between Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
让我们在和人相处的时候，真是有从天而来的智慧。
So we will have that wisdom when we interact with others.
求主你啊，帮助我们在座的每一位。
Please help us, every one of us here.
让我们在所做、所说、所做、所行的事上，我们都可以荣耀主你的名。
Everything we say, we act that will glorify your name.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.